Not many politicians can claim teenage fans, but John Sherman Cooper did. With some breaks, the Somerset Republican represented Kentucky in the U.S. Senate from the end of World War II until the war ended in Vietnam. As a Republican serving in a region dominated by Southern Democrats, Cooper became a role model.
We had moved from the Deep South, where there were no elected Republicans at all in that era. And I noticed him because he won.
After graduating from the University of Louisville, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell went to work as an intern for Cooper. With Cooper's guidance, McConnell watched as the Senate approved the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
And he became someone I looked up to and hoped to maybe follow into the Senate someday. And interestingly enough, 20 years later, I was elected to the same seat that he held.
John Sherman Cooper's political career began during the Great Depression when he served as Pulaski County Judge. It was there, according to Cooper, where he learned regular people deserve government assistance. That lesson was applied after World War II when, as an American soldier, he met thousands of refugees displaced by war. Cooper was helping the U.S. Army manage the occupation of Germany. Upon his return to America, Cooper found them homes in the United States.
I introduced a bill which probably wouldn't be too popular today because they're passing laws to keep out immigrants. But I introduced a bill to allow 2,000 of them to come in, of these displaced persons.
In a 1980 interview preserved by the University of Kentucky, Cooper said that law was one of his proudest achievements. In 1946, Cooper replaced Happy Chandler, who became Commissioner of Baseball. The Republican lost his reelection bid, but returned to the Senate in 1952. Another attempt at reelection failed when Cooper lost to Alvin Barkley. When Barkley died, Cooper went back to the U.S. Senate and stayed until 1973. Cooper was establishing a reputation as a liberal Republican who would do business with the Democrats.
I just didn't want to go out and attack someone in the other party because they happen to be a Democrat or independent. I wanted to meet the issue as best I could.
Brigham Young University historian Andrew Johns, who's writing a biography on Cooper, says the senator opposed Republican hawks who wanted to warm up the Cold War. Instead, Cooper willingly negotiated with the Soviets. He spoke out publicly against fellow Republican Senator Joseph McCarthy, and the Kentucky senator worked behind the scenes to end U.S. military action in Southeast Asia.
His opposition to Vietnam, his consistent efforts to bring the war to a negotiated end, I think stands out to me as his most important contribution.
Surprising to some, Cooper had impressive diplomatic credentials. He was appointed ambassador to India when the newly independent nation was wooed by both the United States and the Soviet Union. And Cooper was the first American ambassador to East Germany.
He is in the center of so many of these important episodes in the Cold War. I mean, this is a man whose career is profoundly important and that I think for most people is a complete blank.
John Sherman Cooper ended his career practicing law in Washington, D.C. while maintaining a residence in Somerset. As a soldier, senator, and statesman, Cooper earned a place for himself at Arlington National Cemetery. In Richmond, Kentucky, I'm Charles Compton.